Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Billy Dusty and Frank bringing us back, that little blues band from Texas. Welcome back, 7:23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Shiv Singh is our guest. Shiv is the co-author, along with Rohini Lathra, Dr. Rohini Lathra, who he knows very well. Savvy is the name of the book, and I encourage you to check it out because it's all about helping us navigate fake companies, fake leaders, and fake news in an era that we're going to talk about right now. Shiv, thanks again for being here. Tell the audience how they can find the book and how they can find you online.
You can find the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you buy books. It comes out in the next 10 days. My Twitter handle is Shiv Singh. And you can also email me or reach me via email at shiv@savvymatters.com.
Savvymatters.com. All right, so check it out. So, Shiv, trust is a big part of your book. And you are concerned about the health and well-being of trust as we stand here on the still on the threshold. We're well into the digital age, but we're still on the threshold. I think when we look back, we'll realize that at this time in our lives, we were still on the threshold of the digital age. Why are you worried about trust? Why are you concerned about the health and well-being of trust right now?
So Rohini and I, we are husband and wife team, and what we did with our book was we looked at these seminal psychology studies to explain what is going on in the world with us and how, you know, we can't differentiate between fact from fiction and why we have failing companies, failing leaders, and failing youth. As we did this, what we zeroed in on as being the most important thing is that this post-truth time that we're leading to is leading to a post-trust era. And part of the problem is, on the one hand, it is trust that binds society together. But on the other hand, because we're living in our own echo chambers, because we're only seeking out information that confirms our existing beliefs, we invariably don't have a common set of information when we engage in conversation or debate or argument. And as a result, trust breaks down incredibly quickly.
Let me make sure I understand what you're saying. You and I know that there really is one fundamental definition of trust. But are you concerned where we are today, that there are people who are fuzzy about what it really means?
Without a doubt. So we talk about Morton Deutsch in our book. He's the father of modern-day research on trust. And he had the best definition for trust, which is trust is the confidence that one will find what is desired from another rather than what is feared. It is a straightforward definition, but we use the word trust so much that we use it in all kinds of ways that we don't think about it seriously or talk about it seriously. And in some languages, there isn't even a translation for the word trust anymore.
And the point that I make is it's not just trust that we don't think about. It's the whole realm of ethics, what I call our 10,000-year catalog of ethics. We've been doing this since I Ching, since the Upanishads, since Moses, since Hammurabi. We've been since the founding of America. We've had all these ethical things that we've developed. They've become so innate in us that we take them for granted, it seems to me. And I think that's what you're saying to a large degree. And by taking them for granted, now that they're under stress, we don't know how to reconstruct them. What do you think?
You know, without a doubt, and it's in a sense, you know, we've become too trigger-friendly in our relationships with one another, trigger-friendly in how we approach leaders, how we behave as leaders, how we read the news, how we digest information. And you're right, we've forgotten all those, you know, whether it's a matter of ethics or a matter of psychology. Mm-hmm. Everything that we've been trained to be like generation after generation, because there's too much information candy out there now, and arguably not enough information broccoli. And we've forgotten how to inoculate ourselves, how to be disciplined the way we approach news and information and facts. And as a result, everything is falling apart. I know this is getting depressing, Jim.
No, but the thing is, it's being applied in the way we approach politics. We're losing, you know, in not only trust, but there's a concept called but it's where you and I are happy for when other people, the theory of moral sentiment, that the impartial spectator, those kinds of ethical feelings, we're losing some of those because we think we have to win. Especially in the area of politics, and what's happening is the breakdown of intellectual honesty is happening, and that breakdown is happening because we've lost a lot of our leaders. And I'll give you last thoughts, 20 seconds. 20 seconds, Shiv. Last thoughts.
You know, the other thing I would say is that it's not all bad news. There are things that we can do. We can take control ourselves, and fundamentally that's what the book is about. It draws upon these seminal psychology studies, marrying them with
We have to do this, right, Chip? It's not a matter of can't.
Exactly.
We can. We must do this, mustn't we?
And we can. And that's what Savvy is all about.
The book is called Savvy by Shiv Singh and also Ruhani Lathra. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.